Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Now, here's what's trending. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Fourth and final hour here on WEEI Afternoons on a tremendous Thursday. Why? Because it's Jay-Z's birthday, in case you hadn't heard. Also, please. Ted Johnson's.
Yep. You asked me if I knew. I forgot, but yes, I've always been told that I have the same birthday as Jay-Z.
And there's others, Tyra Banks, who...
love Tyra.
Young Andy was a big fan of Tyra Banks.
How about Jelly Roll today?
Oh, I didn't know Jelly Roll.
Marissa Tomei.
Wow.
Love Marissa.
Lee Smith, former closer. Joe Thomas.
I had a little thing with Beyonce, which was great.
Well, hey,
How about Leonardo DiCaprio's ex-girlfriend, Bar Raffaelli?
Oh, some hotties on this day.
She turns for Angelina Jolie, who turns the big... Welcome to Club 50, Angelina.
Okay.
You got a lot of attractive women.
More than I realize. It's got to mean something, right?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean anything. Okay.
Doesn't mean And, of course, Party of Five's Scott Wolf.
Well, I feel like two signs match up. Like, I'm Sagittarius. Like, Tyra Banks is Sagittarius. That mean, like...
I think you need a yin and a yang. You can't have
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't have the same signs.
No. It's not going to work.
All right.
And you are on the list today. On This Day is the website, I think it's called. Ted Johnson is indeed represented. So,
like, former linebacker of the Patriots, Ted Johnson?
It's the only one I know.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it says...
It's a very common name, though, you know?
No, Ted Johnson, American NFL inside linebacker, Super Bowl 2001, 2003, 2004, New England Patriots.
I made the list.
Born in Alameda, California.
You just made the list.
Alameda.
Sorry, how about that?
And they still don't spell your middle name correctly. S's in Curtis. I can't find that anywhere.
Let's go, Ben.
Yeah.
It's an uncommon way to spell, but let's get it right.
I think you should be happy to be on the list. That's pretty cool.
I am happy I'm on the list, no doubt. Yeah,
proud. Yeah. Our co-host is on the list on onthisday.com. All the famous people who share a birthday.
By the way, this sign stuff is garbage. You can match up with like half the people on Earth. Fellow fire signs, Aries and Leo, air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So that's six different signs. So congratulations, half of humankind you can match up with.
There is one sign.
Garbage.
There's one sign I cannot go with.
There is?
Just based on experience.
Yes. If you are Scorpio, sorry.
I think we'll leave that alone.
We are not going to be a match.
Okay,
I can tell you that right now.
Why don't we go to the phone lines now, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jerry in the car. Seems to have the answer why Jordan is requesting the info. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon and happy birthday to you, Ted.
Oh, thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Listen, I don't have the answer, but I have potentially a reasoning for why she might want to request that information. And that would be if she is indeed looking to sue Pablo Torre. Maybe this fishing expedition has something to do with finding out who's leaking information to him. So she might be using this umbrella to see through all these emails that are coming in and find out who's leaking information out. I don't know if that's the case, but that is certainly one explanation for what might be going on.
I like it, man.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. I like where your
and,
head's at.
And don't forget, Pablo still stands by his reporting that it was Michael Lombardi who told him that Jordan was no longer allowed at the...
No, he didn't say told him. He said was telling people.
Oh, was telling people.
And you're then right, someone he was telling is the one who told him, which could be maybe this communications guy.
How are you going to prove all this stuff, man?
And what are you proving? Did it cost her money? Don't you have to prove, like, damages or something? It made her more famous. It made her more notable. It gave her what she wanted. Gave her attention. It drove people to her IG and all that. Like, I don't really get what the end game is here. I think the only people that are going to make money off of this are lawyers on both sides defending it and her lawyer. Like, I don't know. Back to the phone lines. Paul in Providence. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate it. Mr. Johnson, I wanted to say happy birthday to you off the bat.
Thank you.
I wanted to make a comment. You're welcome. On your three-point stance, I don't think they'll drink the Kool-Aid with their bye week. I just think this team is very humble. Drake May is very humble. They got the right coach to keep them in line. But my real question is there ever a bad time to have a bye? And the reason why I say that is because they had the 10 days off after the Thursday. They had the extra day with the Monday night game. This team is rolling right now. Could it be like almost a bad thing to have a bye right now? Would they just get right back to it? I mean, what do you think?
It's a great question because their schedule hasn't been normal for 3 weeks. And it's just been, you know, you know, and we saw it impact them against the Bengals a little bit, right? And then we saw they had an extra day of practice last week, and we saw what they did to the Giants. So, you know what? It's probably if you were to ask me when I want my bye, I would rather it be at the later in the season because they don't hit as much. It's not as physical as it used to be, the practices. So I just think, you know, time off in December before we go into our stretch run, that's perfect. Perfect. So I think it's the perfect time for these guys to have the bye. I really do. And if you think about it, the injuries, they avoided injuries most of the season.
Right.
And now guys are starting to get hurt. And then there's a bye. So that gives them an extra week to get those guys back, which really is a benefit to them. So I think later in the season is better than earlier in the season. I wouldn't want my bye like the second or third week of the season.
No, it is a great question.
It is a great question, though, the rest versus rust, because yeah, they really are playing well. I think it's a perfectly timed bye. I think both Vrabel gets to like fine tune how they responded to the time off. But when you're looking at Will Campbell and the grade 3 MCL sprain/tear, like Breer reported, Jared Wilson and everybody else who's probably feeling it, Ted, you'd speak to it better than us. It seems like now is the best time before the final playoff push.
Well, I think it's the best time because of their record. I do think they've been playing for a long time straight, right? 13 games in a row is a lot, but you made it through. You're 11-2. Like you weren't scuffling, you weren't struggling. My question would be, is there any consideration of having two byes in a month? Because if they do what they're supposed to do, they're going to have another bye week in the beginning of January. So in a 5-week span, 2 weeks off?
They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
No worries?
No rust? No.
Double up rust?
No. And history would tell you that. Teams that have had byes, first round byes in the past, they've won 27 times versus 7 losses. It's just there's a big difference between getting that first round bye in the playoffs versus not having to play on wild card weekend. All of my Super Bowl championships, we all had byes. Every single one of them, we had byes. And so to me...
But you know all 7 of those losers had December byes. I just made that up. Yeah, there's no possible way I could ever know that.
No. It's true. No, it is. So just because you have a bye doesn't guarantee you win, right?
Right. No.
But the odds, the point I'm trying to make is the odds, you probably have a 70% chance of winning that game by having a first-round bye.
Yep. No, and that's hopefully what they are on track for. Let's go to Frankie in the car. He has a question for Ted. What's up, Frankie?
Ted, seriously, what is your problem with the genius, the man, Bill Belichick? I don't understand you. Did he do something to you while you guys were playing? I do not get it. I know football players win games. But without Bill aligning you guys to the right positions to give you guys the know-it-all, you guys wouldn't have won.
Thanks for the call, Frank.
I get it, Frank. You know what? It's got to be maddening because I never really, why? I have my reasons, you know, and I've never made them public. I've shared some of the stuff behind the scenes with people, but I've never been public with exactly what happened. But, you know, there's if you go back and you read there is some stuff out there. And if you go back, you want to know some of my story, go to February 2007 New York Times article and just type in Ted Johnson concussions and read that article. And it will give you just a taste of what happened. If you want more than that, you're gonna have to wait because I haven't decided whether or not I'm gonna put it out there for sure. But
yeah, pre-order the book.
There you go.
That's what you
can
do.
Or you can do a sit. You can do a sit-down special with Jim Gray.
No thanks.
A sit-down special with Andy Hart from 2 to 6 on WEEI Afternoons.
I understand people like. Well, so what exactly is it? That might come out, but if you look at that article, just New York Times, Ted Johnson concussion. The article will come up, and that'll just give you a little taste of what I'm talking about. But the problem started in 2002, and there was a line that was crossed that you never, ever, ever really see a coach do to a player, and he did it. And then there's reasons why that I've never talked about. So I don't feel comfortable saying it right now, but I understand if people don't know the exact reason why. That they might have a feeling, an opinion like that caller just had.
Well, and also that caller, I feel like, showed his hand a little bit. Ted, why do you have such a problem with the genius Bill Belichick? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Right there, he's kind of telling you his alignment. Because is Bill a genius?
No.
He's a great football coach.
No. But he was, you know what? At that time, we were doing some cool things on defense that you didn't see a lot of defenses do. But it was, but we had great players, and we had a quarterback that didn't make mistakes, and that's why we won our Super Bowls.
Yeah, and in 2001, you talked about it earlier, like the talent on that team was not given enough credit. Like, it's almost like retroactively you have to look back and go, oh, wait, that team was better than a hodgepodge group of, like, vagabond, you know, players. Like, there was some really good players.
There was, at one time, three Hall of Fame players on that defense.
Yes.
So,
but even like on the Matt Light, okay, so he's a rookie. Well, he went on to be a team Hall of Famer. He went on to be the left tackle for the next X number of years. He was a really good player for that team.
Yeah, I guess for me, at the end of the day, it's if you don't think I'm a trustworthy person, if you listen to me every day and you think I'm full of it, then all I ask is that you give me the benefit of the doubt and just understand that something happened that was so out of bounds and it just something you never see that happened that happened with Bill that shaped my opinions of him. So if you don't want to believe that, then I don't know what to do.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines to Cherry Valley, where James is on the line. What's up, James?
Yes, hi. How you doing, Ted?
Good. How you doing,
happy,
James?
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. And I'm one up on you because my birthday was on Monday, so the Patriots played Monday night.
Yeah, boy, happy birthday to you, James.
Well, thank you. Happy birthday to you, sir.
All right, thanks for the call, James.
Where's Cherry Valley?
I don't know. I figured you knew.
No, I was about to ask him.
Seemed like a Cal. Well, I thought that had played.
Sounded like a fun place where people enjoy themselves.
Yeah. Very nice. Thanks for putting that out there, bud.
Really.
You brought it up at the top of the. And you guys gave me a nice card, and now I have 35 more texts I got to reply to.
A
lot of people listening and heard that and giving me birthday wishes. So
when you're done with your workout, you can reply to all the texts you got.
That's 35 people that should have programmed their Google calendars better.
I am swimming. Do you see how many texts I got right now? Can you read that number, the bottom right?
Holy crap! What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm underwater, man.
Can I say the number?
Can you say that? You see the number? Bro. You see the number of texts I have to reply to? I'm underwater.
It's triple digits.
Yeah,
he's like my son. Like I text him, I never hear back from him.
I could never do that. Like some people, like you look at their text or email, it's like 1,400. My anxiety would never let me do it.
I used to be that guy, and it's gotten out of control. So, yeah. Go ahead. Say the number.
Okay, 142.
142.
So I no longer will feel bad if I text Ted and don't hear back. Because I'm one of 142 people who didn't hear back.
Yeah, get in line.
Wow. All right, 617-779-7937. Let's go to our buddy Tim in Hanover. What's up, Tim?
Guys, love the show as always.
Thank
Ted,
you.
Ted, I want to say you were an awesome player. I watched all your stuff, and you're not just an awesome player. You're an awesome guy and a human being. And if that's your choice, that's your choice. I want to say one thing about Belichick. You know, I hope he makes the Hall of Fame, but you know what? I hated what he did to Mac Jones. I've never, ever seen anyone in football do what he did to Jones, and Jones survived. That's the thing. This kid was a young kid out of college, second year in the season, and he was just tremendously just damaged by everyone around him, and Belichick was the man on the hour. So I don't know what to say, but everyone's got their own opinions. I just hope he gets in the Hall of Fame for what accomplished, because that team was unreal that you were on.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
And he's gonna I think skip right on in this first ballot. Let me put it. This is probably the best way to. There is a if you've ever had a boss that abuses power, and I'm being vague for a reason. And
you can just name him Ken Laird.
The abuse of power built with certain players, and particularly with what happened with me, is so egregious, and it shaped my opinion. So I can't let those events go, and I try to be as fair as I can with Bill. If you won more, Bill, it'd be easier to talk nice about you. But man, and he didn't have all the off the field stuff. But he's newsworthy all the time.
Yes,
I don't gratuitously. You don't see me on Twitter or on socials gratuitously make fun of Bill or call him out or stick my nose, or basically thumb my nose to that. I have a job to do. And when Bill's in the news, I have to talk about Bill Belichick. And so it's not always fun because a lot of the stories that he's involved in are not positive ones. And so it makes me come off as I'm a bad guy. And I hate that. And part of me was like, okay, Bill, you need to move on so that I can move on with my life here, because it's not fun talking negative about Bill Belichick all the time. Believe me, I don't enjoy it.
And I would guess that there are other players who played with you and following you that have not necessarily the same story that you do, but similar stories of power dynamics that would blow people's minds if they heard those stories.
Correct.
But some of them don't have microphones 20 hours a week.
That, and it's people are afraid of the power he has, I guess. People think that maybe they want a job in football, and it's... You know, and it's hurt me with, I'd never want to get into coaching, but, it would if I did. I think there would be certain coaches like, I don't know, man, Bill told me never to talk to you. that kind of thing. And I believe that to be the case. He has power within the football. So if guys that want to stay in the industry, they don't say anything bad about Bill.
Quick note before we get to Dan's trending. We opened up a can of worms. We have one person that says the red dot on my iPhone for emails says 11,753.
I could never.
I couldn't sleep.
My wife, this is the 603. My wife says my wife has 4,000 unread texts and 40,000
oh my gosh
emails. I didn't even know that was possible.
I have 37,121 unread Gmails.
What is go? So you just don't ever clean it out? Don't ever.
I at this point now, it's I may as well just abandon this one or just treat it fire it into space like junk and start a new one.
Push it out to sea and light it on fire and see where
give
it goes.
Give it a Valhalla Vikings funeral.
Wow.
Exactly.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we promised it earlier. We're going to get to Dan Ball's little game. We had that story about Drake May having the best pocket presence in the NFL. ESPN broke down 109 skills. So Dan Ball came up with some questions for us about the New England Patriots, certain skills, and who has the best of them. That'll be next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Celtics visit the Washington Wizards tonight. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Boston has won two in a row and four of its last five. They are three games over 500 at 12-9, and despite being idle last night, moved up to sixth in the Eastern Conference. Washington, meanwhile, isn't last in the East with a record of 3-17. Jaylen Brown has been ruled out for tonight's contest as he deals with an illness. The Celtics also play tomorrow night when they host the Los Angeles Lakers. The Bruins, meanwhile, host the St. Louis Blues tonight at TD Garden. Puck drop is 7 p.m. Boston is 15-13 on the season, 1 point out of the final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference entering play tonight. St. Louis, meanwhile, is 9-11-7 on the season. They are 4 points out of a wild card spot in the West. Tonight, week 14 in the NFL begins with Thursday Night Football as the 6-5-1 Cowboys visit the 7-5 Lions. Kickoff is at 8:15. Coverage via Westwood One begins here on WEEI at 7:30. And from around the NFL, the Ravens and tight end Mark Andrews agreed to a 3-year extension worth $39.3 million. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert, who recently had surgery on his fractured left hand, did not practice on Wednesday, but said he is still preparing to play on Monday night against the Eagles. Meanwhile, Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter is out for Monday night's contest after undergoing a procedure this past Monday on both of his shoulders. And Chiefs rookie left tackle Josh Simmons has been placed on injured reserve after having surgery to repair his dislocated and fractured left wrist. He will miss at least the next 4 games. Want to get on the nice list this holiday season? Help your friends, family, and businesses by helping them find money at findmassmoney.gov. It takes less than 30 seconds, and if you haven't checked in a few months, go now and look. They are constantly updating the list. findmassmoney.gov. It's fast, easy, and free. I'm Dan Baldwin. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Here on WEEI Afternoons, powering through the phone calls here, but we are going to make a little time for Dan Ball's game. He came up with it, although I guess we could push it to tomorrow if we had to.
Well, why'd you call it a little game?
Yeah.
What was that all about?
I feel like an insignificant addition to the show.
Because I'm a little man, so everything I talk about is little, and everything I do is little. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Joe in Connecticut. What's up, Joe?
I'm a little confused. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, we will.
But I know you will. But if you get into the Hall of Fame, it's based upon your performance, not your personality. And the fact that if you look at every coach in any sport that's been in the Hall of Fame, they have always had great players. So why are you so negative? And saying that Bill Belichick had all these great players, every Hall of Fame coach. I mean, look at Lombardi. Look who he had. I don't understand your argument.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe. Ted?
I'm not sure what Joe was really hinting at.
I don't think
saying he had great players is making saying something negative about the head coach.
No,
he missed the key part of your argument, which is the scandals.
Right.
He completely skipped over. That's because he said coaching based on performance. That's a key part of the performance in your argument.
Well, yes, yes, yep.
Yeah, I think, right?
Yep, 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 yep. And I just thought, and I look, there's been players that are clearly Hall of Fame players. Do we think Adam Vinatieri is a Hall of Fame player?
Yes.
Why didn't he make it in the first?
Because he got screwed. I don't know.
Okay, Terrell Owens. Why did he go in on the first?
They didn't like him.
Okay, so it shouldn't matter if you don't like the guy. It should matter if he's, you know, His performance is worthy of Hall of Fame consideration, which it was, and they passed it over. So there's just all I said was, you know what, having Bill wait 1 year, I don't think is the worst thing. When you add up all the things, not playing Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl, does anybody think that the Patriots would have won that Super Bowl if Malcolm Butler played?
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of people would say that he robbed the fan base of a Super Bowl. And one of the most incredible performances you'll ever see from Tom Brady by having a petty issue with whatever Malcolm Butler did that week that he didn't play him, and he cost his team a Super Bowl. There were no punishment for that. 1 year, he's got to wait just to kind of, you know, I don't know, think about what he did in the past. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world.
What is that, timeout corner?
You sit there and think about what you've done, Bill.
I want you to sit there, Bill, for 1 year and think about the things you have done.
And we had a caller earlier that brought something up that you didn't bring up yesterday, but I think is a legitimate discussion point, is he ran Tom Brady out of town. Like, one of his final major moves was running Tom Brady out of town and follow that up with not having a plan. He didn't run him out of town because he had Jimmy G and he just had to play. No. He ran him out of town and then scrambled and signed Cam Newton in July for $1 million. Yeah. So whether that's your argument or not, it doesn't, like, that's another questionable maneuver by the genius.
There's another, you know, what was his record with Tom Brady without it?
It was good and bad. And
there's another one there too. Mm. So I don't know. I think there's enough there to consider maybe just waiting him delay. Just wait for another year before he gets put in there.
I do think you're realistic, though, and you realize you're probably going to not have that come to fruition.
Oh, I'm just saying, if I was a voter, that's how I would vote.
But there's a good chance he's probably going to get
in. Oh, he's walking in.
And we should also point out yet again, it's 50 men and women, many of them been covering the league for a long time, that sit in a room and they debate it. And it is supposed to be secret. Like, whatever they argue about, whatever they throw out there is supposed to remain secret. So they can consider anything they want in that room. Like, it's up to them. They're personal. I get to vote, and I get to vote however I want based on however I feel about the candidate, his record, his whatever. So we're never supposed to know exactly what goes on in that room. Let's go back to the phone calls. Jim in a car has a question for Ted. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. Love your show. Great point on Butler. Thank you for that. Ted, I've been wanting to ask a question for a long time, and maybe you can help me. I've been watching Pats games since you could sit in the north end zone of the old stadium for $8. In 01, you had some special things happen and special players on your team. Mo Lewis, the Bledsoe hit, I understand, like, how that changed, like, a lot of things in that season. But can you tell me if there's any other players that changed that season that helped you? And the one I'm thinking of is Brian Cox. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to draw a parallel to this year's team, you know, and everybody's saying whether they're real or not, and underdogs and Super Bowl odds. And no one gave you a shot in a one. And I just would love your opinion on if there was any other factors that changed that season to make it that special for you guys. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Jim.
Yeah, you know, Brian was, you know, he had that hit he had against the Colts, kind of lit a fire under our ass. But you know, we brought in Vrabel that year. That was that was huge. We drafted heap. Who'd we get? Rich Seymour was our first round draft pick,
sixth overall.
He made a big difference, right?
Damn so, right he did. What about some of the linemen? The Joe Andrewsies, Mike Comptons. You had some veteran linemen.
Great offensive linemen. Was it Stephen Neal on the team then? Mm-hmm. I think he was.
He wasn't there quite yet.
You sure?
Yeah.
Was it? No. Okay. But we had great, you know, and I think in a weird way, 9/11, that happened. Like, we were the Patriots. We were the underdogs. It felt different. There's different games in the season that I point to that I think it helped advance us. I think the Falcons game, believe it or not, where we had 9 sacks, that kind of all of a sudden our style changed on defense, I think, a little bit. We became more of an aggressive attacking style defense. I think going toe-to-toe with the Rams that year in the regular season, gave us a ton of confidence. We never lost a game after we lost that regular season game against the Rams, where we lost by a touchdown. So it was some of the new players on the team, but also some games that I think showed us what we were capable of that helped propel us that year. It's not the best answer, my man. I feel bad. I'd have to put a little bit more thought into it, but those are the things that come to mind.
What he started with Brian Cox was sort of the jumping off point for his question. What was he off the field? Everybody talks about that hit in the physical, but like what? Because he's a guy that had a weird career.
He was wild man.
Throwing birds to the fans.
Yeah, he comes in and he's unfiltered. And yeah. It was different. Like I just wasn't used to that. I wasn't used to guys just, I mean, the things he'd say, and he had no problem saying it, and he'd call dudes out, and it was a more in-your-face, aggressive style than I was used to.
Good, productive, helpful?
Yeah, Belichick thought so, or else he wouldn't have brought him in, you know?
You can't argue with the overall chemistry of that team, Ted.
Yeah, he didn't.
But did Brian, I don't remember, other than that hit, I think he got hurt. I don't think he played much later
in the
season.
I think he was an overrated part of that team.
Yeah.
For some reason, people like to pretend that he was like, he was. If I made a list of like,
that's really the only thing. And other than him just talking crazy a lot of times, that hit I will remember, but I don't remember much else about his impact on that team.
All right, let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Paul and Quincy, what's up, Paul?
No, gentlemen. This is James Ignatowski calling. How are you?
We're good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I was wondering if you would allow me the privilege of singing Happy Birthday to Mr. Johnson.
We got a short version. Give me one quick happy birthday.
All right. Happy birthday to... Oh, I always get stuck here.
Thanks for the call, Paul.
We were a little nervous about that. Boom.
I don't even know. Who did he say he was?
I don't know. James from...
James Ignatowski.
From Taxi.
There we go.
Christopher Lloyd's character.
Oh, I heard a chuckle.
Oh, Ted, you're going to have a terrible time tonight. You're going to be at the gym. And also, my character's name was Jim.
What year is it?
Yeah, 1965. Taxi
was in the late 70s with Danny DeVito before.
So Ted was like a baby.
I was just being born.
Well, Paul from Quincy, you know, he's a veteran of the program in life. He's a lot of topical references, you know, to WKRP in Cincinnati, Falcon Crest, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Riptide.
How did about Stiz knowing that?
That was a little weird.
I screened the call.
Okay. He cheated.
He knew the answer.
Typical Stiz. He cheated. You know, Stiz is sick today.
But
he's working, unlike JB. JB's sick, and he sits out the game. Stiz is sick, and pops some Dayquil, and he gets his ass in his chair, and he does his job.
It's your guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? That's a man. Whenever, that's my guy behind the glass.
And when everyone has the flu on Sunday, you can thank Stiz.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines to Mark in Rhode Island. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Good.
What's up?
Happy birthday, Ted.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Just got one question for you. Great career. You were unbelievable. Remember that one play? I don't know if it was you, Slade, or McGinnis, who laid off Cordell Stewart when he was going out of bounds. Who was that?
I don't remember.
Thanks for the call, Mark.
The only Cordell Stewart one on the sidelines I remember is him turning it up inside and running for a touchdown.
Losing in, was that, 88, 90, 98?
97, 98, yeah. 97. That
playoffs
was
in 98, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
I don't remember.
Ellis on your team, you would have won.
I remember that was, they started handing out fines like it was candy, and I just remember guys got real scared about hitting quarterbacks.
Wait, didn't you lose 7-6 to the Steelers year, Ted?
That was the only score they had the whole game.
Yeah, no, that's why I said if Christian Ellis played for that team, you guys would have won, because he would have hit him.
That game was probably my big, that loss hurt more than any, because I thought we had a really good team in 97.
Yeah, is Dan Ball's game named, Hey Ted, what was the score?
That no, it isn't. That that could have changed history too. You win that game, the Pete Carroll era might last longer, might be different. You don't have Bill Belichick. We don't have this discussion. Who knows?
I'll quiz you real quick. The last play of that game, we were driving down to get in the field goal range, and Drew Bledsoe was sacked. Who sacked him?
Greg Lloyd.
Come on, Fitzy.
Mike Vrabel.
Kevin Green.
Mike Vrabel.
Yes, Mike Vrabel.
No way.
Yes. I just went with the like era linebacker.
On fourth down, the Bledsoe drops back to pass, gets sacked. Game over. Mike Vrabel.
That no
Frickin'
good
Drew.
That no good son of a bitch. What has he ever done for us, Mike?
You know what?
Vrabel?
Yeah, the coach of the Patriots is the reason why we didn't make the Super Bowl in 1997.
And the reason why Tom Brady never wore a Pats uniform again until he had to get one from the pro shop.
All right, that's the wraps of that. And up next here, we are going to get to Dan Ball's game in Odds and Ends, because I promised Dan Ball we would play his damn game, so we're getting his damn game. Odds and Ends, that's next. Skills of Patriots players here to round things out on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I gotta say, I'm enjoying the off-air show as much as the on-air show today here with WEEI Afternoons. Ted Johnson, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Dan Ball.
Hey, happy birthday. By the way, I ran from the behind the glass today because I found out Stiz was sick.
No, I think that was smart. You don't want to sit in an enclosed small room with a man who said, yeah, I probably shouldn't have come in today. Like, good call by you. Get the hell out of
Maybe
there.
Maybe a soft move, but
nope,
I feel okay
nope,
with it.
Nope,
smart
nope,
move.
Nope.
Unless, Stiz, of course, didn't wear his mask, you know.
Yeah, mask up.
Mask it up.
I know. I was thinking of that. I thought
tree hugging hippies wore masks.
I probably do have a bag in my closet with all the COVID masks. You know, it started to get bad when, like, Adidas was putting out face
Under
masks,
Armor.
Nike.
Yeah. A $40 mask.
I need a Louis Vuitton COVID mask.
Yeah, no one misses a chance to make money in this country.
Time now for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids reminds you time is running out to donate your car for 2025. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS now to secure your 2025 tax deduction and a vacation voucher. That's Cars with a K. Dan Ball, the game and the floor is yours.
Thank you. So as we talked about in the 2 o'clock hour, ESPN put out a story ranking 109 skills in football that football players can have. And they nominated the players that they thought best fit each skill. So to recap it, Drake May was given the best touch and timing and was also given the best pocket poise. And it was kind of, you mentioned this, I don't know if it was on air or off air, but Brian Burns saying like he might even be a little too poised in the pocket.
Yeah.
Like, interesting timing on that, but and then the top punt returner, Marcus Jones, which is no real surprise on that. So I went through the article. I grabbed a couple of my favorites and created a couple of my own. It's a Drake May 10 skills that Patriots players possess. Who is the best Patriot at this specific skill? So we'll go Andy, Ted, and Fitzy. Just name your player that comes to mind when I say the most explosive rusher on the Patriots. Or runner, I should say, on the Patriots.
Okay, because my answer was going to have to change quickly.
Sorry.
The most explosive runner, that'd be Marcus Jones.
Okay. Ted Johnson?
Henderson.
Okay. Fitzy?
Kyle Williams.
Those Ooh. Are the three answers. I actually wrote those three names down, and then I picked Marcus Jones from the trio.
Okay. Best route runner?
I'm going to say Diggs.
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 Not really overly close on that one?
No.
Okay.
I wanted to think of an option, and I couldn't really come up with another one.
Far and away the best.
Yeah.
Is there somebody who comes to mind as potentially second best if you swept the best? Being
Hunter
Diggs?
Henry might be.
Okay.
Hunter Henry. Okay. Yeah.
I might give Mac Hollins some love. He gets open.
That was the one that jumped to mind.
That's a good one. Mac Hollins is in the run. Okay, good.
The most elusive pass catcher on the Patriots.
I went with Pop Douglas.
I like that. Ted?
Probably I would say yes, Pop Douglas. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to Kyle Williams again because of his afterburners that he can turn on.
No love for Kayshon Booty in that one.
No,
he's not terribly elusive.
Yeah, not elusive. It's more
he's always covered, but he makes the contested catch.
Contested.
Is contested catch on there? I'd say Kayshon Booty.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Just added it.
There you go. Yeah, we'll add the 11th one in there. And the most reliable target on the Patriots for Drake.
Hunter Henry.
Betsy?
Yep. Oh, Hunter Henry by a mile.
Okay. Moving off of the targets on the offense, who was the anchor of the offensive line?
This was by far the hardest question you had on the list.
Okay.
I put ?
Okay.
I guess I'm going to go Will Campbell. I don't really feel great about answering any one of the five, and it's funny because they've been pretty good. I almost want to say Doug Marrone, but I'll say Will Campbell.
I'll say Will Campbell as well.
Yeah, I'll round it out with Sling Blade to tackle, Dan.
Who did you think it was going to be coming into the year?
Mike Onwenu.
Really?
Supposed to be Mike Onwenu. He makes like $50 million over 4 years or whatever the hell it is.
I mean, when you think of the anchor, I think of the center position.
Yeah.
So Garrett Bradbury, just that by nature of the position, they're considered, quote unquote, the anchors.
Right. But it's, I can't really say, yeah.
This line is going to look very different. This has nothing to do with the game. This line is going to look very different next year.
Oh, yeah, the mock drafts are already mocking various linemen to the Patriots next year.
Because Wilson will move to center probably if Bradbury's only one and done. Moses could, for all we know, retire. Yeah, it could look very different next year.
Fitzy, I'm going to mock you out.
I'm doing it, Ted. That's what I got. Happy birthday, Ted. Hey, I got you a mock draft. Want to do all 7 rounds?
No, we need 8 with the compensatory picks on the back end, please. Give everything.
So you're going to need probably a left guard and a right tackle, you're thinking, in the draft?
Well, Marcus Bryant was in
left
the
guard. What are we talking about?
Left guard, with the assumption that Jared Wilson moves to center, which is his natural position. Unless you don't want to touch the left side of the line, which I could get down with based on the way that they're playing.
I think most likely is a right tackle, and then you figure out if you're going to move those guys, whatever goes on in there. Morgan Moses, to roll the dice and say he's going to be your right tackle again feels a little risky, but maybe you start the year and then work Marcus Bryant in. Maybe you have a young guy waiting in the wings. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't mind it. All right, other side of the football, best tackler on defense is
Robert Spillane.
I went with Gibbons.
Dr. Gibby.
I think Dr. Gibby is a really good tackler.
Fitzy, what's your thought?
Marcus Jones.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
He is a fundamentally sound, harder than he should be hitting tackler. I would also go HT to the eraser, Craig Woodson, also very sound in his fundamentals.
He was my second option, Craig Woodson, and I didn't think of Marcus Jones. I'm mad at myself. That's a good one.
Did you have any expectation that Marcus Jones would be in that conversation, or Jack Gibbons, for that matter?
No. Not really, but the way this defense has come together, and I'll be honest, I'm probably holding the first 2 weeks against Spillane longer than I should, since we're 13 weeks or 14 weeks into the season.
Yeah, that was back in the summer. You got to let that go, bro.
Yeah, I do. I have issues with that. I have issues. I'm just, we're gonna accept
He's
that.
He's also a very up. Have you guys noticed, like, when the play takes, like, the ball's about to snap, Ted, I don't remember, you know, if you were, like, what your stance was
the other guy.
You got pretty low, right?
Yep.
Like elbows on knees. Yeah, hands on knees. Spillane might be the most upright linebacker I've ever seen play.
Well, he's not that tall. Right. So,
but he just plays straight up.
Yeah.
It's sort of the Ashton Gentry of the defense. Some of the running backs, like Ashton Gentry, is famous for that. Yeah. He literally stands straight
Le'Veon
up.
Bell was straight up all the
George
time.
Used to run straight up.
Yeah.
Yep. Jerome Bettis kind of runs straight up.
Well, his straight was a little round.
Yeah. It was, I mean, the stomach was leading away, but he's... You can see both of his numbers clearly. Mike Allstott, oh my God, forget it, ran so low. Trail Davis ran so friggin' low that you could never get a good shot on him.
Somebody shared a quote of yours on Twitter, and I think you quote tweeted it maybe a week ago, talking about a defender who you could play a movie on his ass when he was in his stance.
Yeah.
Do you remember who
Ted Washington. Ted Washington. I mean, the biggest, you know, dumper I've ever seen, man.
Scary man.
Oh, yeah. Wiggy said in Super Bowl 38, he tried to get a chip on him because, you know, obviously you played against your old teammate. Said he ran full speed into Ted Washington and bounced off of him, and it hurt so bad because Ted was 400 pounds of brick, and that's
Don't say anything about his weight now. He gets a little sensey about his weight.
Yes, he was.
You would think he would care about. Yeah, he's.
He was a significant amount of person. Yeah, we'll put it that way.
Really, and just a sweetheart of a guy.
Was he
all that size? Oh yeah, really good. Good
I don't
guy.
Remember.
Didn't
it being
talk
that
a whole
way.
Lot. Yeah, he'd just scowl at you, but
cause yeah, that's
were
what I
terrified
remember.
Of him.
Yeah, if he didn't like you, he'd
where
scowl
was the
you.
Sweet part?
Well, he was sweet to the guys he liked.
Andy, you know, you and Ted did not have the same experience with the Patriots in the early 2000s.
No, I know.
Okay,
I know.
Just making sure you're aware of
but
that.
I never saw the sweet part. Well, I saw the sweet were, part of some players.
You're the enemy, bro.
I was the enemy.
Even though
at the time.
You were house media, you're still the enemy.
All right, well,
house media, that one hurts, Ted. How long you been holding that in the holster? He's feeling himself at the end of
it's
his happy birthday.
I can say whatever I want.
Wow. That's fair. All right, we'll rip through these real quick. Best defender against the run.
Tonga.
Okay.
Milton Williams.
Nice. Vitsy.
Milton Williams. I mean, look what happened.
Fair enough. Most reliable defensive back in coverage.
It's Gonzo, even though there have been some lapses.
Yeah.
Gonzo.
Mm-hmm. Vitsy.
Yep. Come on.
All right. Outside of the players, the most valuable assistant coach or coordinator this season. Andy's not going to give a real answer. So, Ted, what's your answer?
I'll say Josh McDaniels.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Let's go, buddy.
Hey, do we have get Big Josh tomorrow? Do we get your guy?
We should have a coordinator tomorrow, but it is the bye week, so we'll effort to get an answer on that, Fitzgerald.
Thank you very much. I know the audience enjoys hearing from our buddy.
Yeah, tune in at 2 to find out. We'll all find out together.
all find out together.
And Drake May was given two different traits. It was best touch and timing as well as best pocket poise. Andy Hart, what is Drake May's best trait?
I think I made one up. Smoothness.
Oh,
I think he plays the smoothest quarterback football game that you will see in the NFL right now. Yeah.
You think the deep ball accuracy would be the number one.
Yeah. Fitzy?
Interviews.
That's Sam Darnold. Do you know Sam Darnold, according to ESPN, is the best deep ball in the NFL?
That's bull crap right there.
In reality, not joking about the interviews and whatnot, I would say fluidity. I'd say he's like the way he moves about the pocket, his ease of motion, the way he throws the ball,
so
fluidity.
Yeah.
I like that.
Smoothness, fluidity. I think we're on the same page, Fitzy.
Andy, what is Christian Arkan's best trait?
Loudness.
Thanks.
Hello and welcome to the Christian Arkan Show.
Good evening.
I would say the fact that you can pull the Arkan out of the driveway right after you start it.
This guy gets going. Hey, everybody. Let me tell you something. At 10 in the a.m. on a Sunday, it's the same volume. Doesn't matter.
It's true.
Welcome in to
That's
Sunday.
The beauty.
I got a lot to say. I got to yell about it. That's what it is. Happy birthday, Ted, by the way.
Thanks, Bubba. Appreciate you.
You're working out later or you're getting there?
You know what? That's what I'm doing to celebrate my birthday.
Well, okay, but after you're done working out, then what?
I'm just going to return the 147 texts he hasn't answered.
Yes, okay, I got to return. That's what I'm doing, returning
texts. He's going to put on some Chardet, watch Thursday night football, and have a high-protein dinner.
Pretty big Thursday night game tonight. Huh?
Huge, very important game
for both of these teams.
You
so
and Vitsy are on the same page. Huge game.
Absolutely. We're going to talk a lot about the Patriots, how fast they got good again compared to some of these other dynasties recently. The Steelers in the 70s, Cowboys, the Niners, like all those teams, how long it took them to get good again as opposed to what the Patriots appear to be doing here. And Nick Goss on NBC Sports Boston had an interesting thing today about MVPs who won the MVP in their second season. There's some crazy names on that list, which we'll get to as well. Belichick and Kraft stuff. Did you see Florio today, by the way?
No.
That Aaron Rodgers thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw some of it. I don't know if I saw I saw him getting called out by
Universal
reporters.
Scolding by, like, every Boston, every Patriots media guy. And it wasn't even a Boston story. I thought
that
was awesome.
Because he's a dink. Florio's a dink.
I know.
It is what it is.
Seems that way, yeah. Anyway, we only have 90 minutes, so I'm going to only yell a little bit.
Perfect. Stick around for 90 minutes of energetic yelling from Christian Arkan. We'll be back tomorrow. We just were updated. No coordinator. It is a bye week, so Josh wanted to get to his bye, too. He didn't want to talk to us. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6. We'll talk to Mike Giardi. We'll have some Sox talk. We haven't gotten to the Sonny Gray stuff. And also, they're pursuing multiple big bats. Little gullible Andy likes the sounds of that. We'll talk about it all with you tomorrow, 2 to 6. See you.
Happy birthday to Ted. Happy birthday to Ted. Happy birthday, number 52. Happy birthday to Ted.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller.
the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.